Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The rankings. NFL put out the top quarterback wide receiver rankings in the NFL. And you know, every time we hear those type of things, we immediately start thinking about our guy, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin. And a lot of times when these things would come up in the past, we got no respect whatsoever. And at this time, I think that things are starting to change a little bit. So I'll just go through a few of them. I'm going to start at the back and start coming up. And when Jay get here, we'll get into the rest of it. But the 32nd duo, right now they're saying Mason Rudolph and DK Metcalf. Don't understand how you can put it out there. They never played together. I don't know what you can say. Mason Rudolph, when he's played by himself, hadn't been spectacular. DK Metcalf, we know what he can do. But I believe he has to get more route running in this game to begin to take that next step for me. He's a deep route runner, and that's what he does most times. And until he gets better running the intermediate routes, he's going to have problems. Go on to number 31, the New Orleans Saints. Tyler Shough and Chris Olave. Tyler Shough. He's the one that threw the ball in the dirt, right?
Is that Cody's brother?
No.
Cody Shook?
Isn't he the one that threw the ball in the dirt when nobody was checking him?
Yes.
I don't know. That's why, like, when they do these rankings and they put people in it that have never played with each other, haven't thrown a pass, I don't know how they could get there. Just now, Mason Rudolph and Metcalf. Now, Shook and Olave. Olave is good. We don't know what Shook's going to be able to do.
How can you put Shook ahead of Rudolph?
They're just telling you how bad they think Rudolph is. But I think it's not necessarily him ahead of him. It's a combination of the two. And DK Metcalf, if you could throw the ball deep, he can go get it. He's going to become better at route running to, I think, take his game to the next level. They paid him because of what he's been doing. But if he can start running routes and do the things like that intermediate game like A.J. Brown, he'll be unbelievable.
That's a lot of.
All right, where we at now?
My man Shook's got all the opportunity here.
Number 30.
30-30.
Cleveland Browns, Flacco, and Jerry Jeudy. They haven't played together either, haven't they?
Did they not? Was Flacco not there last year? I guess he was in Jeudy, Indy last year.
I thought Jeudy was somewhere else before.
He was in Denver. But I think he's been in Cleveland for 2 years.
Okay.
This will be his second season in Cleveland, but I think Flacco last year was in Indy. So, yeah, they haven't played together.
All right. Indianapolis Colts.
Flacco's also my age.
Anthony Richardson and Josh Downs. Anthony Richardson checked out of the game. I don't know if he's quarterback material for the NFL just yet.
Who do you think has a better chance of starting week one? Anthony Richardson or Daniel Jones?
Based on the stuff I've been hearing, Daniel Jones.
Who do you think has a better chance of starting week one? Flacco, Gabriel, Shador, or Deshaun Watson?
Deshaun's got too many injuries. I don't know if he's going to be ready. Flacco or Shador? I'm not going with Gabriel.
Over under 2.5 starting quarterbacks for the Cleveland Browns this fall?
Over.
I would hit the over on that, too. See if those odds are available, White Brian. See if we can get odds on the number of starting quarterbacks for the Browns. I would imagine almost league-wide, those numbers are probably set at 1.5. Guys miss time.
Yeah.
But
they have four quarterbacks on that roster. They have one that can't get healthy, and they got a guy who they picked after they picked the guy that's never going to play quarterback for them, I think, and Gabriel. Flacco, he's still hanging around. I think that experience will get him on the field eventually.
How old do you think Flacco is?
Probably about 39, 40.
He's actually 40. He turned 40 in January.
Mm-hmm. A little younger than you.
A little younger.
All right, man, let's get to this. We got to keep going up here to get to where.
Right, go. I don't mean
29.
To disrupt you.
The Tennessee Titans have Cam Ward and Calvin Ridley. Just jump it on up real quick.
Don't put the parlays in, Calvin.
The New York Giants, they say Russell Wilson and Malik Neighbors. We don't know if it's going to be Russell Wilson. Malik Neighbors will be there, but I think he's going to catch the ball from like three quarterbacks this year, too.
Over under 2.5 starters for the Giants.
I'm going to go with under because I think I'm going over. I think my man
Jameis
Crabfingers is getting there eventually, too. All right, let's go 26, the Patriots, Drake May and Stephon Diggs.
Of that twosome, who do you feel better about going into the season?
I got to go with Drake.
I kind of think so, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph's missed a lot of time, and you wonder what, if anything, might happen.
Yeah, one of the NFL tried to come after him by that little whatever. Because believe me, they have somebody investigating.
I mean, maybe it was just
the NFL has so
candy.
Many people, dude, in the FBI and the CIA that do stuff for them, that used to work for them, that work for their NFL security. They are researching that one,
now,
believe me.
Diggs only, in 2023, he had 107 catches for almost 1,200 yards in Buffalo.
Yeah. All right, 25, Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young. And I'm going to say T. McMillan.
That's the rookie out of Arizona that folks are really excited about.
Tatero?
I think people call him T. Mac.
That's what I'm going to call him, T. Mac. And I'm not talking about you, T. Mac. All right, New York Jets, Justin Fields, and Garrett Wilson. I'm going to move this thing a little bit. Number 23, we got Denver Broncos, Bo Nix, and Cortland Sutton. They got them down at 23.
That's low.
But Bo Nix played great last year.
Yo, you're next to Fields and Wilson. That's low.
Yeah. And in Seattle Seahawks, they got Sam Darnold and Jackson Smith in Jigba. I can see why he's down there because he woke up late in the season, Sam Darnold. That's Landfield's best friend. 21, the Chicago Bears, Caleb Williams and DJ Moore. If Caleb get on schedule, DJ Moore may be still there and not lose his mind. The Raiders, Geno Smith and Brock Bowers.
First tight end on the
That's
list.
That's first tight end. The Minnesota Vikings. We got J.J. McCarthy and Justin Jefferson. That's kind of low, if I think, whenever we get. If Justin Jefferson's involved, I think it got to be a little higher.
Yeah, I mean, clearly they're sleeping on a kid that's never played in the NFL and coming off a big injury.
From off injury, yeah. The Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen and Khalil Shakir.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is low.
Yeah.
This is all based on PFF grades, though. So.
Yeah, yeah. Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray, Trey McBride. Number 18, the Baltimore Ravens. No, number 16, Baltimore Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and Zay Flowers. You think that's low, high, what?
I think you got to question the list when Lamar and Josh Allen are ranked after Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I was going there next. Brian Thomas.
He's a baller.
All the ball got to do is be in this area.
LSU wideouts, man.
Yes. Louisiana, baby. San Francisco, we got, Brock Purdy, George Kittle, second tight end.
Interesting. I mean, Debo's not there. Ayuk's coming off injury.
This one here tells me a story right here. The Kansas City Chiefs are ranked 13th. Pat Mahomes and Rice.
When
you don't put Kelce there, what are they saying? That he's starting to fade out?
When Rice is healthy, he's really good. He's just got to stay healthy.
He's a crazy one, too, isn't he?
I believe he had a something.
Yeah.
I believe
he
had a something.
All right, the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love and Jaden Reed. Jaden Reed, he just got there, right?
No, they drafted the kid Golden, I think, from Texas. I think Watson is hurt again.
Well, I think Watson's about to be out of the league if he's sick. He's been hurt. All right, the Los Angeles Chargers, Justin Herbert, Ladd McConkey.
McConkey can play, man. He'll route you up.
Yeah, he's more of a slot route. Slot guy, but he'll get you, bro. Atlanta Falcons, they got Penix and also Drake London.
Like, can I call a quick 20 seconds?
Go ahead.
What is this list that Josh Allen and Lamar are significantly below?
They're talking about the combination, the quarterback-receiver duo. And like you said, it's off of PFF grades.
Yeah. So, okay. I like Penix.
All right, the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford and Puka Nacua.
That one I got no argument.
Because Puka Nacua, I don't care. You can put Jeff out there. Puka Nacua going to catch the ball.
He's a fullback playing wideout.
That dude is good, man.
He's strong, man. And Stafford's just – yeah, I said this on – I was doing a radio hit in Philly or something. And people are like, oh, like, are you worried about a Jaden Daniels regression? And I'm like, did people say that about Stafford? Because Stafford's just a pocket passer that beats you, right, with his arm. That's what Jaden is.
Yeah.
Like, everybody wants to make these Jaden comps to other dudes. He's an all-world athlete and can run. He's a pocket passer.
Yeah. All right, number eight, the Miami Dolphins, Tua Tagovailoa and Tyreek Hill. That's high?
If you get the healthy, good version of both those guys, it's probably not high enough.
This here? I think it's high. Number seven, the Dallas Cowboys. Wack Prescott and CeeDee Lamb.
Jeff, what were you saying about Dak earlier?
Yeah, y'all were asking what was his legacy. I said.
We weren't.
That was a conversation. And I said.
First Take was asking.
Yeah, and I said his legacy will be the Black Tony Romo. That's just the legacy of Dallas Cowboys. Quarterbacks from here on out for me until I think they under the same curse with us until their owner gone, they ain't gonna be good. and I say that because on paper, Dak looks amazing. The Cowboys, we've seen it. We've seen a 13-3 season. We've seen 12-5.
And they be fishing the next week with us.
Exactly. So, and that was the same thing when they had Tony Romo. We seen the botched field goal. I used to get, man, well, at least we in the playoffs all the time. And also, what is Dak done? Nothing but choke. Well, yep. I'm gonna take some of my fandom out of it, and I'm not even gonna say, the last time it wasn't Dak's fault. His team was dropping balls and all that. So I'm not gonna say it like that. But that's what he is in my eyes.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep moving. Detroit Lions. At number six with Jared Goff and Amon-Ra St. Brown. But I think that
they're good.
You got your other guy going to be stepping in there. And Amon-Ra is a route runner, but that other dude can blow
Jameson.
A game. Jameson can blow a damn game open.
Oh, yeah.
Number five, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We have Mike Evans and Baker Mayfield.
Both perennially slept on.
Yeah. Okay, and number four, guess who falls there? And I think this is respect. Like I said, normally you have these lists, they don't give us a lot of respect. Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin, they are ranked number four, and people want to question Terry's skills. Why?
McLaurin cracked the top 10 of the wide receiver rankings. What puts this duo even higher on this list is, as a collective, is the fact that Daniels earned an elite 92.9 PFF passing grade. When targeting McLaurin, and Marcus Mariota earned an elite 93.2 PFF passing grade when targeting McLaurin.
In other words, target McLaurin. And if both quarterbacks are very high at targeting McLaurin, that would have to mean everybody that tried to claim he's not a top receiver, shut the hell up. All right, number three, the Houston Texans. They have C.J. Stroud and Nico Collins. I think that's – Nico Collins can play some ball, though.
Sure.
And CJ, now people like want to knock CJ from last year, somebody took a step back. His top two receivers were hurt. Do you expect him to be much better without his top two receivers? Nico was hurt, and Diggs was hurt the whole year, wasn't he?
Diggs, I think, played like six games.
Yeah. So, that's why. Number two, the Philadelphia Eagles. Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. I guess this, Jalen can use this and tell people to shut the hell up. You talking about he can't throw the ball, can't pass it, bam. Is it more A.J. or is it more Jalen? Which one is it? I'll ask you, Mr. Finley.
I think they're both pretty good. I think Hurts has weird spurts where he doesn't play that well. I think both those guys are really good.
Well, we're left with one more team.
This is correct.
The Cincinnati Bengals, and it is Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase.
I got no argument.
Yeah, but like they threw a lot. They had a lot of yards, a lot of stuff last year, and were they in the playoffs?
No.
So shouldn't that factor into it? If I just throw the ball to one dude all the time and he has an astronomical amount of catches and numbers and we don't go to the playoffs, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's PFF, man. PFF likes Washington. That much is clear.
I'm just asking a question, though. I just like to throw stuff out there. But both of them have shown to be good. But if our team were to have 5,000 yards passing and Terry have 1,600 and they're sitting at home, I would have a problem with it.
I get it. Yeah. Team sport. Yeah. It all matters. Smoking Al Coca joins us now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Next. Along with my $100. Joining us now via the Rude Guest Hotline is our friend Smokin' Al Koken. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And, of course, you can watch all of Al's work on Monumental Sports Network, covering the Caps. Smoke, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
JPB, it's great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you, brother.
Are you in Los Angeles? I know you're going out there for the NHL draft now or soon.
No, that'll be next week. Heading out there next week for the NHL draft, see what the Capitals do, if they use the pick. They're going to get another prospect to add to a rather large list of really good prospects, or could they be dangling that first-round pick to do a little immediate upgrade to the roster? So it's going to be kind of intriguing out there. We'll be covering it for you on Monumental Sports Network next weekend. But this weekend, you, me, and B, and JP, we're all going to be together out at Norbeck on Friday.
That's right. That's right. It's Lockers Golf Tournament. It benefits the Lachlan Family Foundation, right? Hopefully I have that right. And yes. Awesome event. We were out there last year. How many guys you got? You fired up for it?
Absolutely. We've got a few foursomes still to go because we want to really try and get this thing as big of a sellout as possible.
Okay.
One of the things we've tried to do is limit, you know, we don't want to make this one of those 6-hour cherry rounds where nobody wants to come. So we want to sell it out, but we don't want to oversell it, if you get what I'm talking about. But the proceeds do go to Craig and Linda Lachlan's Lachlan Family Foundation for rare cancer research. You know, one of the things that I've always been kind of intrigued about when, you know, you're trying to get some people to sign up for these events, I just actually looked online not too long ago at one of the very nice daily fee courses, up to 70. I think a lot of us know it. It kind of has part of one of my favorite drinks at night attached to its name. And you can get out there.
Whiskey Creek.
You can get out there to play on Friday if you can get a tee time. There was only a couple early ones for $159. Well, for a little more than that, and certainly less than if you combine an entire foursome together, much less than four times 159, you get lunch at Norbeck. You get the 1 o'clock start on a beautiful course. It's in outstanding condition. Yep. There's going to be beer on the course. There's going to be a full dinner afterwards with cocktails served, beer, wine, the whole thing. So when you add it up, if you really want to go out and play on Friday, come out. Sign up for the Norbeck Charity Classic at Norbeck, BECKCC.com. Come on out, put your foursome together, and my understanding also too, if we can believe the weather, men and women, and they're reporting up until right now, Friday is supposed to be absolutely the best day of the week. So,
excuses. Last year, I ended up eating about two dozen of crabs.
I remember they gave you all those crabs.
It was hot last year, too, though.
Yeah, hey, they had some Father's Day crabs, and they may still have some for you, too. But, yeah, it's great. Listen, I hope everybody comes out because we want to raise as much money as possible for the Lachlan Family Foundation.
Absolutely, man. It's a fun day. We'll be out there. We've done it a couple years in a row now. Norbeck's a fun track, and if I know Norbeck and I know Patrick, there's plenty of beer, dude. There's plenty of beer.
And a little brown.
Yes, you will enjoy yourself. You definitely will enjoy yourself. And I know, I hope everybody also, too, is going to watch Game 6 tonight with the Stanley Cup playoffs. It's been a really good series. Safe to say, guys, I obviously haven't paid as much attention to the NBA playoffs as I would like to because of there were so many conflicts with what's going on. But the every other night, watching the NBA last night, you get to watch the NHL tonight. You know, they've been rotating. I gotta say, it's been so much fun to watch. I gotta ask you guys though, do you honestly think in BC, at MSG, at Crypto out in LA, could you get an entire crowd to dress the way the OKC people did last night?
No chance.
Nah, look, hell, that's not just last night. They do that. They did that damn near every game in the playoffs.
Last night, they did it in, you're wearing blue in this section. You're wearing white in this section. Now this section's wearing blue. I'm like, you've got to be kidding. There's not a chance in the world at any of those arenas I just mentioned. The people who are going to get dressed up to go out to the NBA Finals are going to then put on a giveaway T-shirt from Buddy Lee's, Dodge Buick Subaru dealership, and sit there and watch the game. Right? It's not going to happen here. And I admire the fact that they actually are doing it. It's been really cool to watch the two cities and the teams, the defense being played and the clutch shooting. God, has it been just fantastic. And it's been a carryover, too. If you've been watching the NBA and not watching the NHL, you're doing yourself a disservice because both have been really, really fascinating.
Well, it's one thing I always say because I think, older fans know that you used to cover everything. I think younger fans think Smoking Al and they just think hockey. And Smoke is like a super sports fan that watches everything.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I love that you brought up, B and I were joking about OKC's like a college crowd.
Yes,
and you don't
is.
Get that in the NBA. Really,
right. You do not get that. And these are even the people in the front row seats, right? They're wearing the T-shirts. It's just, it's really impressive. But it just strikes me also, too. And I use this when I look at, when I see what Florida is doing, when I see what, you know, what Edmund has accomplished, then how do you kind of translate to, you know, what more could the Capitals do? It's the exact same thing. When I watched these two teams last night, and I watched the Wizards, these guys are at it defensively. You can talk all you want about how great, you know, SJA is and Halliburton and the role players. I get it. There's some marvelous shot making and execution. But every single player on both teams get it on the defensive end.
Yeah.
And that's what's missing to me when I look at the Wizards. And let's also be honest, too. The Caps could, you know, use a little more of that defensive intensity that we're seeing in the Stanley Cup Finals, too. But when I look and see what's going to be next for the Wizards, you can tell me all you want. Yeah, we need to draft this. We need to draft. But it's got to be done on the defensive floor. And until those guys get it, and I know Brian Keith tries. He talks about it all the time. But until those guys buy in to stop people, I mean, how many games this year did they give up more than 130, right? Every time I look up, it's like, they're giving up 130, 140. It's unsustainable, and I hope the Wizard players who are watching these NBA Finals understand, okay, if we're going to take the next step, it's not me scoring more, it's me stopping more.
Yeah, totally. Talking with our friend Al Kokin, you can follow him on Twitter, at Real Smoke and Al. Smoke joins us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Smoke, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like, at least Brian and I think, both feel that OKC and Florida are going to win their respective championships. Do you think either of these get to a seventh game? And do you think either of the now trailing teams, the Pacers or the Oilers, can turn it around?
JP, my selection was Edmonton coming in, and I thought they had learned a lesson last year of, okay, we finally realized how to play Florida. We got it to a seventh game after being down 3-1, and then Florida was just bitter. I thought Edmonton learned their lesson. I was so angry at them the way they played game 3. They tried to come out and bully the bullies.
Yeah.
Matt can't get it done. When they turn their back on that nonsense, when they just play hockey, when they keep Florida off the power play, they can beat this team. They can do that tonight. I would not be surprised if it goes to a seventh game, because you've got guys like McDavid and Draisaitl who are truly elite athletes, and if they get any kind of goaltending, they can do that if they play a smarter game of hockey. I think it's more likely, though, to be honest with you, that we're going to see a seventh game in the NBA than we're going to see a seventh game in the NHL, just simply because it just seems like Florida has got the mojo going. But if Edmund plays a smarter game than they played, if they get off to at least a decent start, they're trailing all the time. Yeah. Now they've got the firepower to come back. They made that unbelievable comeback down, 3-1, and then won it with the Draisaitl overtime goal. So they were capable of doing it, but I just don't know if they've got their head put on the right way, where I can definitely see Indiana going home and forcing a game 7 OKC.
What is it that makes Florida so damn good? Because when you watch them playing 5-on-5, it looks like they have a power play.
Yeah, it's they are relentless, but they also have from the very first day of training camp, this is all they think about. How do we play as a team in the Stanley Cup Finals? Now, they understand you got to get through the regular season to get there, but they save their best for when it counts the most. And that's what I was saying earlier. Their defensive structure is outstanding. They're on you relentlessly with their forecheck, but they've got guys who can jump up on the plate from the back end. They really push the attack all the time. But when it comes time to play defense, like it's no accident that their captain, Alexander Barkov, won the Selke Trophy as the best defensive forward in hockey. And you can see how great McDavid is and how much trouble he's having scoring, particularly when Paul Maurice at home can get the matchup with Barkov and his line out there. But they buy in. Everybody buys in. And I also will give their general manager credit. A lot of times we see at the trade deadline teams, and understandably so, going for it, giving up multiple first-round picks, giving up assets, going for it to get the right pick, and it blows up in your face. They went out and got Brad Marchand. They went out and ponied up the dough to get Seth Jones. And boy, those two guys have contributed and made their team even better. Two areas they needed to shore it up. And not only did they shore it up, they got two guys who are delivering at the highest level. So I have to tip the hat to General Manager Bill Zito, who went out and gave up a lot, but it looks like it's going to pay off for him for the second championship.
It really does. Smoke, last thing for me, I want to circle back to something you said at the beginning there. NHL draft is next week. You mentioned the Caps. Obviously, you love adding young players, but they could use that pick in a trade to get somebody that helps them now. How realistic do you think a draft trade is for the Caps?
They're more difficult than they've been. There have been a lot in years past, and for some reason, I don't know why, it doesn't seem to be as prevalent. But my gut instinct was that the Capitals were willing to use their first-round pick this year in a trade at the trade deadline if they could get the help they were looking for. I think they were involved with Brock Nelson, who ended up going out to Colorado from the New York Islanders. The sticking point was then-general manager Lou Lamoriello of the New York Islanders was asking for a first-round pick and your top prospect. When Lou says, okay, your first-round pick and Ryan Leonard, the phone conversation ends. Colorado was willing to give up their top prospect, Callum Ritchie, along with their first-round pick. Now, they did recoup a little bit of it because they re-signed Brock Nelson. But if the first-round pick was out there being offered at the trade deadline, that's why I think the first-round pick could be out there at this draft, too, to see if they can get the right deal to maybe do something to shore up that third line or maybe add something on the back end as well.
There you have it. All right, we'll be watching. We will see you Friday at Norbeck Country Club for the Charity Classic benefiting the Lachlan Family Foundation. I tweeted out information. If you're looking for it, go to my Twitter, go to Smoke and Al's Twitter. I'm looking forward to it, Smoke. We'll see you there, buddy.
All right, Smoke. Take care, buddy.
Greatly appreciate it, guys. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
All right, man. If you're a Caps fan or just a sports fan or you're just a golfer, it's a fun day, fun opportunity. Get to hang out with Smoke and Al. Joe B will be there. Locker will obviously be there. There's usually some other Caps folks milling about. I mean, hell, Bickle and Cakes are members over there. Maybe they'll be around. Fun day if you're looking for a fun day to play golf. Maybe tip a few back. Nobody go anywhere. We got to make some bets.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What a banger. One of my favorite podcasts, I listen to SV Pod, Scott Van Pelt's podcast with Stanford Steve. And Stanford Steve said on the pod last week, he just thought Leonard Skinner was a dude, like a singular person named Leonard Skinner. But the irony is, I believe the band's name is a dude named Leonard Skinner was like their high school gym teacher or something.
Really?
Lanville, I might try to get my friend Anna Spiegel from Axios on the program on Friday. So we got some crabs for Father's Day, and they were quite good. They were pricey. Now, obviously, it's good to be B. Mitch. I'm sure B's got a plug. Somebody driving them straight up from Louisiana. Dude, a container.
I want them good. I better get them from Louisiana.
A container of jumbo lump crab meat right now, $60 a pound.
Yeah.
That's significant.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cash.
Yeah.
Jeff, stop fishing. Start crabbing. Get rich, bro.
Crabbing a little bit more tedious than fishing.
Yeah. It's a lot. You gotta have the equipment for that.
You don't have the equipment for crabbing?
You have to have you can't just drop on the pier. You got to go different places.
Need
a
boat.
Run a boat, yeah. And unless I could carry all that stuff on my kayak.
Nah, I ain't gonna work.
I want Jeff to go crabbing in a kayak right
you
now.
You can actually crab in a kayak?
Yeah.
I guarantee a crab gonna be biting you, gonna be clawing you up somewhere.
One person that can't crab, Chris Russell. Let's make some bets.
Gather around.
I can't believe I bet on the Nats and they lost. White Brian, fire away.
Yeah, everyone lost except for me.
Fake news.
I'm trying to think Brian might be fibbing a little bit, y'all.
What'd you have last night? Mets?
I didn't play.
I took the Thunder, 9.5.
They covered that, no problem. All right, what do we like tonight? What happened with Guatemala? They won, right? Lanfield bet against Guatemala. Hater?
Yeah, he took Jamaica.
Hater. Fire away, boys. I don't know that I have the heart to bet on the Nats.
I bet B-Mitch beat you by more than 15 strokes.
I'm taking the Rockies plus 1.5 and over 2.5 goals in Canada-Honduras.
Soccer or hockey?
Soccer.
I'm going down swinging. I'm taking the Oilers plus 1.5.
I'm also taking over 2.5 goals scored by Canadians tonight.
Is that a triple leg parlay?
Give me the Rays.
I think Lanfield just put in a triple.
Oilers.
I'm going with the Panthers.
Jeff, you got B beating me by 15 strokes. Let's say B shoots at 80 today. That would put me at 95. That sounds pretty fair, honestly.
No, it don't.
Like, if you make it 17.5, I might take it, but 15 sounds about right.
Panthers.
Boo Panthers. Let's go Oilers.
Hell with the Oilers.
Do it for Canada.
I think it'll be over 17.5 because I know B-Mitch is militant about counting the strokes.
The only person I got to worry about really counting the strokes is Jeff.
I don't come on these airwaves and say I'm going to beat him.
That's true.
I have an honest approach to golf. I understand the sport.
Let me get the Tampa Bay Rays also. Give me a parlay, baby.
Thank you to everybody that listened to the show. Thank you to Brad Biggs for joining us. Thank you to Barstool Nate for joining us. Thank you to Smokin' Al Kokin for joining us. Thank you to Anna for calling in and cursing on the radio. We got to go. Grant and Danny up next.
Smoking a la coking.
Let's hope the Nats can get a win. If you made it this far, Jeff owes you a back rub.
What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.